This is JIS News. Coming up, government prioritizing expansion and upgrade of Petrogem refinery. National Security Minister highlights need for modern correctional facilities, and Prime Minister breaks ground for early childhood institution in Marley Hill, St. Catherine. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrogem Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrogem, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
Now the news. The government will this weekend establish a firm schedule to implement the upgrading and expansion of the Petrogem refinery as it seeks to modernize operations and increase efficiency at the state-owned facility. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Polwell says these discussions will be held at the 8th Petrocaribe Summit, scheduled for June 29 in Managua, Nicaragua. He was speaking at the official launch of the ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD at the Petcom Dunrobin and Shell service stations on Constant Spring Road in Kingston on Monday.
The day will soon come when we are producing this fuel in Jamaica. We have been talking too long about this upgrade of the refinery. This refinery has been producing for us for close to 40 years. We are now on a firmer path, especially since the new president of Venezuela has assumed office, to pursue some of the things that were not done over the last 5 years, including the expansion and upgrade of the Petrogem refinery.
Minister Polwell says the Venezuelan government has signaled its commitment to see value added and efficiency included in the economic zone of Petrocaribe. At least two reputable companies have expressed an interest in partnering with the government to build a modern adult correctional facility. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says most of the existing correctional facilities were not designed with rehabilitation as a priority and as a result are in need of major upgrading work.
Over the medium term, we will need at least two new facilities for adults and juveniles respectively. The DBJ has been tasked to manage this process, and I'm hopeful that we will make some tangible progress on this issue during this year.
Minister Bunting was addressing Parliament during his recent contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate. Ground has been broken for the construction of a $24 million early childhood institution in Marley Hill, St. Catherine. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who hails from the community and attended the Marley Hill Primary School, broke ground for the facility last Friday. The project is being funded by the Culture, Health, Arts, Science and Education Chase Fund and will comprise a new two-classroom building with kitchen and sanitary facilities, sick bay and an administrative block. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Mrs. Simpson-Miller expressed pride in being associated with the community. She also called for a return of traditional values and collective responsibility by community members in seeking to protect children.
What we need to recapture are those values that were imparted to us by our parents then, to love, to care, to share. I'm longing for the day when we do not hear of our children being abused.
The Prime Minister is also appealing to parents to maintain a close relationship with their children. And the Revenue Administration Amendment Act has been passed in Parliament, giving the Commissioner General of Tax Administration Jamaica, the TAJ, the power to demand useful and usable information in a form appropriate to the individual sectors. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson says it is well known that tax evasion is a major problem in Jamaica, and the Act will seek to deal with this issue.
It is the PAYE earners who bear the brunt of running this country. Principally, what it does is seek to enable the government to be able to collect taxes which are due. Most Jamaicans pay their taxes. There are few Jamaicans who think they have a privilege not to pay taxes. In fact, they look at their taxes as an inconvenience.
Mr. Atkinson says the Act will also facilitate more efficient and effective exercise of the powers of investigation, audit, assessment collection, and enforcement by TAJ. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.